this episode of Frank and Open Discussion, join the lads on a Zoom call as they discuss the music that keeps them going during these times of social distancing. Every Australian band ever gets a mention before Frank and Fido itself decides how to make new music.
No, Frank and Open Discussion. No. Someone have an idea.
Well, I've been doing the top 10 albums and the Book of Faces.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was horrifically cliched of you there, Ken, but I did actually quite enjoy some of your selections.
It's not in poor taste. Your taste, Ken, is actually better than the majority of Facebooks.
Everyone hates on Radiohead, OK Computer.
Who? Not I.
It's like a too much of a mainstream choice. It's like the mainstream
Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes, probably.
It's like Brothers in Arms.
Yes.
Not so much.
It's like pick your favourite meal and you choose scrambled eggs.
It all comes back to scrambled eggs for you,
doesn't it?
Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
So what did you have on there, Ken? OK Computer, there was that Matthew Sweet album?
Yeah, which was, really good. So I liked that one better than the 100% Fun because it had, I think, stronger songs. But there's only the one standout on the 100% Fun, which is that Sick of Myself song.
Was that album actually 100% Fun for you, Ken?
No, it wasn't.
What percentage roughly would you think it was?
Probably about 1 in 12.
So what's that?
Hang on. Are you talking about Matthew Sweet 100% Fun?
Yeah.
You're saying there's only one good song in there?
Yeah.
It's like less than 9% Fun.
Hang on. Let me see this. I'm bringing up my thing.
8 and a bit
100% fun. I'll tell you the good songs. Sick of Myself. Not When I Need It. Everything Changes. Oh, what a great song. Walk Out, that's a fantastic song. You've got to be kidding me, Ken.
Meh.
I can pick at least 5 out of 14 at least. But it's about 40% fun.
Great Grace by Jeff Buckley was on your list.
Yeah, it was.
What else did you have? They're the only ones I remember.
Oh, then there was the Ronnie Jordan one, Quiet Revolution. So he was just an acid jazz guitar player from England in the early 90s. So he was good.
Acid jazz was wonderful.
I put up my first one, which was Portishead. That was the other one.
That's a fantastic album. I love that album.
Portishead's a bit too happy for me. It's too cheerful.
I'm trying to find my top Australian album in my top 10.
The Church, Starfish.
Maybe. I'd have to pick a Midnight Oil album.
Yeah, but which one?
I really, really like Place Without a Postcard. The right balance between the sort of, kind of surf pub rock and like maybe like slightly lighter feel that they had of their later albums. It's just got cracking songs on it. It's really, really good. I mean, they have a lot of good albums. But it was a big time in my life where Midnight Oil was a big deal for me.
Mine would be Mondo Rock or an Ice House album. I'm not sure which one, though.
Oh, yeah. You could pick a Cold Chisel album. I mean,
I shan't.
What was the one where they had the balaclava on the front?
So I'm just trying to think of the one where Jimmy Barnes' voice wasn't like, sandpaper.
Yeah, I think that was when Mossy was singing.
Breakfast at Sweethearts. That's what you want from.
That's a good one. But yeah, I mean, if you shut your head off and scream and yell for a few years, then you end up with what he's got now.
And whiskey or vodka or whatever you drink on stage.
And tax evasion.
And smoking Danamant cigars.
And driving foreign cars. Baby, that was years ago.
I could also pick a Custard album too. And like there's Regurgitator Unit as well.
That's a good one. Quite a fan of Unit.
It is a good one. It is a really, really solid album.
What about The Go-Between, 16 Lovers Lane? What about Hoodoo Gurus? What about Back in Black? Come on, AC/DC Back in Black, that's got to be Australian. What about Paul Kelly?
What about a Ben Craven album?
Oh, so many good ones to pick from.
See, I didn't, apart from Midnight Oil, I didn't listen to a lot of Australian music in the 80s.
Metals, love the Metals.
I saw Kids in the Kitchen at a Scout Jamboree. That was in 88. What about Rat Cat? That was 1990.
What about the Models?
Men at Work.
Hoodoo Gurus would definitely have to be in there three times, I think.
Indecent Obsession.
Savage Garden.
Yeah,
1927 had like three good songs, right? Good on them. They're on the package tours now. Daryl Braithwaite.
Nah. Crowded House. They're Kiwis. The Triffids.
Splut Inns.
UMI.
UMI. Weren't they the 90s?
Hunters and Collectors. Yeah, Silverchair.
Silverchair was also the 90s. Dissociatives.
Courtney Barnett, Alec Herf album.
I like Tame Impala a lot. Last decade and this century, Holy Holy, Tame Impala, Tash Sultana.
Powderfinger.
Nobody's mentioned Farnsey yet.
Yeah.
Ed Cooper.
I was going for more modern choices.
Little River Band.
Little River Band.
Not the Big River Band.
So, yeah, like, yeah, I'm a fan of Powderfinger for, like, probably, except for their last probably two albums, but, like
yeah, I'm a fan except for about the last 10 albums.
You know, we also left out In Excess. I think they have some excellent songs, particularly their early stuff.
They've got some good pop songs.
Yeah,
I'll give them that.
It's good stuff.
Oh, Kick is an almost perfect album.
Sometimes you get kicked. What about Custard, Music is Crap? Oh, you know who we've left out? Is Tism.
What about Kylie Minogue? No one's mentioned Kylie.
Oh.
Well, Kylie, obviously.
Obviously. Not so much.
I like Kylie. I thought she was good.
What about, like, you know, Guy Sebastian?
You should be so lucky.
What about
Nolte? No.
Rick Springfield was Australian.
Was
Rick Astley Australian?
No. He wishes.
He should be so lucky.
I think you should just start with Kylie and then you work your way down from there. Kylie, Daddy Cool. Skyhooks.
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 Absolutely. Good stuff. Of course, produced by Ross Wilson.
I think he had something to do with Daddy Cool too.
Yes. He was actually Daddy.
I think I lost some respect for Skyhooks from watching too much Shell's Neighbourhood. With that, was it Magpie or Crow or something? You would remember Red Simons on Hey Hey It's Saturday,
though. Yes. Yes. I remember when Red was extremely happy that he had a number one hit single that week, went on Red Faces, which would have been Jukebox in Siberia at the time.
What a terrible song that was.
Oh, that was a dreadful song.
I thought it was awesome.
It's great. It certainly was no horror movie.
It's a great pop song.
That was a Skyhook song, wasn't it? They came back, reformed for it.
Frank and Fido would kill to have a Jukebox in Siberia.
Oh.
That was a terrible song. I'm not paying that one.
Jukebox in Siberia. How did you get? Yeah, anyway. Eurogliders.
I've got three words for you guys.
What about
wah-wah-nee?
That's two words with one word repeated.
Oh, my baby, we're sugar-free. What a great song that was.
Oh.
Pseudo-Echo? No one's mentioned Pseudo-Echo.
God damn it, I forgot Pseudo-Echo. Funky Town's the greatest song ever.
Ganga Jang.
What about would you count the Bee Gees as Australian?
Yeah, I think so.
They grew up in Wrexham.
Who said nothing good ever came
They're
out
as Australian as ACDC. They're as Australian as Barnsley and Farnsey.
As Split Ends.
My first concert was seeing John Farnham, as he was then called, in Toowoomba at the local car park.
So wouldn't it have been Johnny Farnham?
He's as Australian as Dean Povey.
It's not good to be a migrant in these days and age.
It's no fun being an illegal alien.
No. I remember seeing John Farnham at an arena spectacular type show at Boondall Entertainment Centre. I think it would have been about...
I saw him at Expo. Expo 88.
I haven't seen Farnsey on stage at all, and for that I am completely thankful.
Farnsey's a great entertainer.
I saw him relatively recently, actually. Isaac sang
Which
on
farewell
stage
tour was that?
Well, it was Katie Noonan from George, another album, that great album. Kate Sobrano, and then John Farnham was the surprise act. Isaac sang on stage with all of them.
You mean they supported Isaac?
Yes, him and his choir. Apparently, Johnny Farnham doesn't do rehearsals. He just turned up and he said, right, let's go. I've done this a few times. I had a bit of a thing for Kate Sobrano back in the day. I don't mind admitting it. I had bedroom eyes for Kate.
Was that before Scientology or after Scientology?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like to think about that part.
She only did it for her career, I'm sure.
Well, that's what they all do. You know, you don't get to be an alpha level thetan and not have an amazing career in something.
You've got to pay for it somehow.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole point, right? Like, by the time you get to that level, you're just making so much money that you can afford, like, the gold-plated E-meter or whatever you need to get at that level.
Are there any Australian bands we've forgotten about?
Australian Crawl.
Australian Crawl I did already mention.
Wolf Mother.
The Seekers.
Oh, yeah, Wolf Mother. That's a, Wolf that's a good Mother. One.
They're yeah. good.
That's great.
I'm personal friends with Andrew.
The Angels.
Really? Yeah, so...
They got the Australian Anthem.
Oh, yeah. No way. Get fuck off.
Painters Rose Tattoo.
Rose Tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly by Angry Anderson.
The Vines, maybe? I don't
know. What's yeah. about Divinals?
Divinals, yes. Good.
Paul Kelly. No one mentioned Paul Kelly.
Yes, we did.
I mentioned
yes,
Paul did. Kelly.
Well, I chose not to hear you.
You stupid monkey.
Yeah, I like Paul Kelly. He got married early.
Never had much money, though.
We're running out of time. A gift from Zoom. We've removed the 40-minute time limit on your group meeting.
Oh, and now includes unlimited minutes.
Well,
there you
I
go.
Don't know. Just,
thank
just,
you, Zoom.
Just now.
Do we need to give a shout-out to them? Thank
I
you,
think
Zoom.
So. Thank you, Zoom. You're the best.
So that's zoom.com. That address again, Zoom.
Isn't it zoom.us?
Oh, how do you spell it?
It's like Skype, only less secure.
Skype with more malware.
What's your credit card number, Ken?
Do you guys do Zoom at work?
No.
No.
I'm part of a team that uses an app that puts teams together in the same meeting place.
Oh, do you
so you can speak with your team.
Team.
I think it's called...
It's called the Meeting Chat, Place app.
It's called Chat With One Another.
Yeah.
It's called the meeting that wouldn't slow down.
Do you remember Directions and Groove?
Oh, you've gone back jazz, to Acid Jazz.
Acid Jazz band, yeah. Another one from the 90s, Australian one.
Though. Oh, Skunk
I never
Owl
listened to much
there.
Acid Jazz, I have to say.
Acid Jazz was the bomb. It wasn't popular enough, unfortunately.
There's people what that can play their instruments. It's crazy.
What about the Necks, Jeff? We didn't mention the Necks. We're going to go into that jazz oeuvre because they're very Frank and Fido in their approach to their material.
Well, they don't release anything.
They release quite a few albums, but they just make shit up. Just like literally make shit up on the spot. Sometimes it's awesome.
Why? Well, I wish we could do that more often.
I think Jeffrey introduced me to the Necks. Their first album is called Sex. Oh, I like Sex.
Yeah, everyone loves Sex.
Everyone loves Sex. So, like, you seeing a show is, like, really interesting because they might play a song for 40 minutes or something like that. And you go there in the first bit and, like, sometimes it takes them a while to work it out. And so they you do a similar thing to what we do. Like, somebody has an idea, like the drummer starts playing or the bass player starts playing or the guy playing piano. And then it'll be a bit weird and a bit sort of atonal and a bit shit. And then they just sort of get to a certain place where they're all really connected as musicians. Like it was sort of this experience of like, oh, you know, you're thinking about the shopping and stuff, and oh, this is a bit boring, and then all of a sudden you're like, holy shit, this is the best thing ever.
They kind of start off with this minimal piano groove, like dum, dum, dum. Well, you know, you're just playing some notes, and then it just gradually gets bigger and bigger, and the guy, I'm wild. He's just up and down, no foot down on the sustain pedal, hands going crazy, and the bass players, it just builds up to this huge sound out of...
I wonder if they're still active. I mean...
They used to play every February at the Powerhouse or the Museum or somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. They've got a sold-out gig in the UK in June 2020. That's a bit optimistic.
That is very optimistic.
Men at Work.
Men at Work.
No one mentioned Men at Work.
I mentioned Men at Work.
No one mentioned the Seekers.
I mentioned the Seekers. But you watch ABC Seekers. And all they play every day is I Am You Are Australian of everyone.
What about the Wurrumpi Band?
What about Yothu Yindi?
Oh, Yothu. I love me some Yothu Yindi. Get more of that. We should cover a Yothu Yindi song.
Which one?
Yeah, that one.
What about the Saints? I'm stranded.
Hey, Troblo. Is it me or you?
No, it's you.
Yeah, that's it. That's every Australian act covered now.
Keith Urban. You've got to put one in for Keith. I quite liked Got You. Like, I know that he got a bit famous for one song.
Which one?
Both that, well, Somebody I Used to Know. Both the previous album that he did and that one, apart from that song, were really good. And I think that song still stands up. It's a fantastic song.
What about the great unsung Australian bands who did that, like Rusty and the Ayers Rockettes?
Oh, yes.
Or who is that band that played Her Majesty's every week? The covers band in the '90s, every week.
I can remember Tuffy.
He's still around.
Is he still around?
That's he's still.
Terrible. What about
he's
Keith still, Urban? He used still. To do the covers circuit. Have heard from him lately?
You're doing nothing, something going nowhere.
Something for Kate.
Do New Zealand performers count as Australians?
No, that's because they're from New Zealand, Ken.
Yeah, but they Crowded House, that's an Australian band, right?
They're Australian.
No,
enough.
No one mentioned
there
them.
There is Australian as Split Enz.
No, yeah, they're Australian too.
There is Australian as Dragon.
There was three of them. Speaking of modern people, what about Flume? Anybody into Flume?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what about Flume?
Oh, great.
What about the presets?
Oh,
about
the love presets? Me the presets. The presets are awesome. Love the presets.
What about Frank and Fido?
Oh, they'll never take off.
They're rubbish.
No, I think they're coming in under the radar, you see. They're the next big thing.
Slow burn.
Tossers. Wankers. Tossers. Wannabes.
What has Frank and Fido ever done for us?
I'm looking up all these bands and think, oh, they're not Australian. Oh, that's not Australian. Oh,
Did you did you do an internet search for non-Australian bands, Ken?
No. Well, maybe I should do that. The Doves. I love that band, The Doves. But yeah, but they're from England.
You must have been a great lawyer, Ken.
These are totally Australian, except they're from England. Apart from that.
Yeah. Apart from that. Slight.
Would it please the court?
Air supply.
Air supply, yeah, there we go.
Noise Works, Kiwi. Choir Boys.
The Choir Boys, I was trying to think, like, I always put those two together for some reason. They must have been out of
the Party
the same
Boys,
time.
The Shantuzies, come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the Birthday Party.
Super Jesus.
Super Jesus, that's who I was thinking.
Baby Animals.
The Clouds, the Baby Animals. They're all early, great early 90s bands.
I quite liked Clouds.
The Clouds were great. Well, the Falling Joys, they played a... Okay, Clouds and the Falling Joys, they played a gig not so long ago, I think last year.
That's true, I remember that.
I used to have both their CDs and they used to get in the six stacker on high rotation.
Well, it has to be in high rotation to play on a CD player.
They were really good. I really liked the Super Jesus, but they only had one great song and then one other reasonable song that sounded quite like that good song.
So it was Gravity.
Yes.
This is going to be a treat for our international.
Yes, that was the other one. I saw the matinee show of the Super Jesus in 1998. And it was an all-ages show, and I remember everybody there was about 15 except for me. So in the mosh pit, I was probably a head taller than most of the little kids, and so I got kicked in the face from some dude crowd surfing. It was probably about 12.
That explains a great deal.
Great show.
Chocolate Starfish. Teen Queens. Come on.
Oh, all right, look, I've got to run away.
Run away. Well.
All right. Enjoy.
See ya. I think that's a good point.
Point at which to leave it. Well, this has been interesting. I wonder if this is like. Well, I wonder how long this is going to be a thing. We'll have to interact via this sort of medium.
One of the worst things about this bloody lockdown, this bloody virus, is the exponential increase in podcasts of dubious quality. And I think we've just added to this.
Yeah. Hey, we were doing dubious quality before coronavirus.
We could have a jam.
Yeah, I'm definitely keen to try to see if we can get something low latency enough to jam.
I suggest that we have like a three minute piece that we just start punting around the group. It's like Dean, start with 3 minutes of drums. Throw that to Jeff, and Jeff can put some of his, you know, his bass rhythms down over the top of it.
Do you think we should, like, because if I just tried to play 3 minutes of that, though, it's going to get pretty, it's going to be shit because, you know, when we play together, I listen to what you guys do and then I kind of adapt to that. So I sort of feel like...
You react.
What, I'm trying to think if there's a way that we can do that, like, whereas we're like, we do, like, more like a minute
and then we all do that, and we like then we like do the next bit.
All right, let's try 60 seconds.
60 seconds.
60 seconds, 60 and that's seconds what the, this is what the next amazing podcast drumming. Is about.
Can you even last next, 60 okay. seconds, baby?
Okay. 60 seconds of drums. All right.
60 seconds. We do your bit.
Challenge accepted.
And look, if you want to do some commentary as you do it, even if you want to film it as you do it, then, you know, who knows? We could make one of them Woodstock videos.
All right, I shall give it some thought.
One of those Brady Bunch videos. And the next podcast can be the making of story of this 60-second masterpiece.
The story behind the making of the story. Excellent. Well, this has been real, guys. Good to catch up.
Yeah, I guess so.
You would think. And...
all signs point to yes.
And let's reconvene.